Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
The Chris Farrell Show.
Is Ron Rivera going to get to keep his name? He'll just be known as Ron the Football Coach. Can he remain Riverboat Ron? You know, a lot of those riverboats traveled through the South. Silly, too silly, too soon on this Saturday, July 25th, 2020. On the Chris Farrell Show, I am the aforementioned Chris Farrell. I was going to spend part of the morning talking about safety from the heat. I mean, it doesn't matter what else is going on. It doesn't matter how apocalyptic the other headlines. It doesn't matter if there's just one pandemic or several. See, none of those things matter if you let yourself get too hot one day. So I was going to spend part of the morning, because I know it's been over 70 degrees even in the middle of the night for a month. I saw 69 on the temperature sign on the way in, and I wondered what it was. Three, two, four. I mean, you get too hot, that's it. Wash your hands all you want. Going to talk about coping a little bit. We're all facing some fresh stress and we're coping, you know. But you also got to cope with the heat. And that seems the more urgent issue because it could take you out the quickest. And wearing masks and avoiding crowds isn't going to necessarily keep you from getting heat stroke. So I was thinking of, you know, going over some tips so far as coping with stress, and we might do that. The more immediate need is regarding the heat. So how do we cope with the heat? Well, I think of it this way. We're washing our hands all the time, right? Are you washing your hands as much as it's become a habit, or has it become a habit? Or are you figuring, if my hands aren't clean by now, they never will be? You ever think I should go wash my hands like I've done 25 times in the last 3 days? Yeah, I should go do it again, because that's going to make the difference, right? But when you wash your hands, since it's so hot, first of all, you're going to have to forego the sanitizing wipes and little squirt bottles of Purell or whatever it is. Yeah, you have to bypass that, because that's not going to cool you off. And like I said, it is just as immediate, a more immediate concern, the heat is. If you pick up a virus, there's a process after. You get too hot one day and you leave your last footprints. So start washing your hands in a sink. Most places will have at least one, if nowhere else, where the janitor fills his mop bucket. If you don't work in a restaurant or something like that. Find a sink big enough that after you finish washing your hands, you can turn off the hot, turn on the cold wide open. Wait 5 seconds and stick your head in the sink. I'd say, until you're comfortable and until you're cool enough for you. I won't tell you how long to soak your head. I'll just tell you to definitely please go soak your head. Often. I want you to do this every time you wash your hands. Every single time. If you're in the coffee shop, you say, I'd like to place my order, but I'd like to wash my hands first. Can I use your kitchen? Well, there's a bathroom with us. No. That sink won't do. And protect yourself using the greatest physical gift God gave us, water. Where would we be without water? We'd be nowhere. We wouldn't be here. Water's pretty important. And here's a great example. It can protect you on two fronts. Nice hot water with some soap, and you're fighting the spread of a pandemic. Sticking your head in the sink at a restaurant and fighting heat stroke. Cooling stations. We could use cooling stations, but I'm guessing cooling stations would be hot spots. Wow. That's irony. I had an example of irony. Lots of people say irony when they mean coincidence or something like that. All irony is the opposite result than what was expected. Well, an awning collapse at a gas station. There was one due to the severe weather in South Carolina. The sheriff's deputy was there. I believe he was fine. But that just hit me over the head. There's irony right there. An awning collapsing on you. That's irony. Water fountains, cooling stations. You know, talk about irony. That a cooling station would be a hot spot. There's some irony. You know, we had a water fountain. We still have the little water coolers. And the water's better. It's colder. I prefer them. But we still have one. I think it's the only one in the... No, there's maybe two. There's a nice one. There's a nice one in the main lobby. And then there's one once you get past security that was probably installed around the time water was discovered. It's been out of order for so long that, you know, there was the one out of order sign and people started doodling on it. And people started putting, you know, I think one person put a balloon to mark, you know, as a memorial to what used to be a working water fountain, what once way back. Anyway, they took care of that. They replaced the out of order sign and got rid of the balloon. And now it's just sitting there. Nobody's having any fun with it. Nobody's touching it. Nobody's going anywhere near it. The water fountain's not coming back. We'll probably keep our little water coolers with our little individual cups. We switch out every so often. You know, we rotate stock, right? Let's make sure the oldest stuff is up front. As if rotating stock means it doesn't have stuff on it. Fall will come. I was going to spend some time talking about coping with the heat. And we did get to head dunking, so we scratched that itch. But luckily, it would seem that the heat is going to curb itself just a bit. That's the 25th of July, right? Man, tomorrow's the last Sunday of the month. I do something on the last Sundays of the month. At about this time, for sick and shut-ins, let you know, if I don't see you again, I'll see you in heaven. Whew. I got to play that tomorrow morning. Then do an hour and a half of humor-driven radio. That's going to be fun. A recent loss in the family. 2 weeks. That wasn't the heat. I can't tell you much about other things, but I can help you stay cool. And I want to help the most I can wherever the stakes are highest. And it would appear that the heat is going to relent just a bit. With the help of some ubiquitous thunderstorms in the afternoons, it's going to keep things in the low 90s. On days it rains, but we're looking at this time of year weather. That's the forecast. It's this time of year forecast. It's exactly what you think it is. But it's not as bad as it's been for the last month, which has just been oppressive. I mean, you go outside and come inside, and it looks like you've taken a shower, so you go take a shower. I only want it to stay like that for so many months in a row. You know, the novelty wears off after about 5 seconds. But it would appear that the heat is going to curb a bit. Fall will come. Tomorrow's the last Sunday of the month. It means August is almost here. And heat is, I wouldn't call this waning, but it seems to be out of kill mode. It seems to have downgraded to wound, you know? Low 90s and thunderstorms at summertime. You get that pressure cooker thing about every 5 years that we've had over the last month. And coming out of that always feels like you survived an ordeal. I mean, we all walk around in the same weather, but the weather's not always the same. Fall will arrive. I say fall 99% of the time with regards to, in reference to the season. I say fall rather than autumn because I have a daughter named Autumn. And in my world, autumn belongs to her, so fall is fall. I'm glad that fall has that option. You know, most seasons, there's no nickname for summer, there's no nickname for spring or winter, but autumn can also be fall. So I can make that distinction every time. Plus, it makes sense to call it fall, right? Leaves falling off trees. And also, all the people falling off the wagon for the pending football season. Now, football's kind of up in the air. It's one of the things that has a few of us stressed out. I'm wondering, despite the heat, does fall come early this year? We already dealing with the notion of no NFL? Are we already dealing with that in other ways? I'm sure that's not a good idea. I wonder what Ron the football coach would think about all this. Chris Harrell, 625.
WBT, a radio.com station.
Saturday, July 25th. It's Chris Farrell on The Chris Farrell Show. Sharon said something in her report. About the ACC football title. I don't talk over an eye. I'm thinking with no crowds, maybe just have like a scavenger hunt for the trophy. Yeah, just hide the trophy somewhere, and if you find it, you're the champion. Try it for a year. It might be better than actual football. How do crowdless sporting events not feel like practice? I don't see how they don't have guys just, hey, man, will you, you run to the taco stand and you're going to have people sneaking off during the game. There's no crowd to keep them honest. You can say, well, it's still televised. Well, we only see what the camera shows us. Boy, there's a show for later. But it's so dangerous that you can't get a large crowd together to watch. Kind of like getting together for practice. It's going to be comedy if they try to simulate the intensity of a crowded game. Can you imagine the guys in your dugout are the only ones chanting, go, go, go. They're the only ones. And you know, you can like barely hear them from, that's comedy. That's not competition. You're getting paid the same. It's a wash. I think their hearts are in it. Now, I'm not calling into question their dedication. But that's not the dream, to play in an empty stadium. Or if you're the NBA, an empty bubble. No one's mentioned, and it just occurred to me this morning, you know, the term on the bubble is generally used with regard to basketball, or that's how I've always used it. On the bubble means you might get cut. It's going to be a close call as to whether or not you make the team. That's called being on the bubble. And it's not where you want to be. But now, the best players in the world are playing in a bubble. So, I guess on the bubble is worse than it's ever been. Because you look down into the bubble, and you got guys living your dream. Why can't I pop this bubble? Because the NBA uses good stuff. They got to fumigate that thing. Because there aren't thousands of people in the NBA bubble, doesn't mean there's not lots of sweat and the dreaded droplets. Those darn droplets. I mean, that's slinging all over the place. You got guys yelling to each other. They're going to have to fumigate the bubble between games. Do they just pull a plug and deflate it and take it out and use a new bubble for every game? Do they wash the bubbles? What kind of bubbles do they use to wash the bubbles? That would be irony yet again. Having to use a billion little scrubbing bubbles to scrub one big bubble. Yeah. Cooling centers as hot spots. Awnings collapsing on top of you. Yeah. Little bubbles cleaning big bubbles. It's quite the ironic morning. And to think I was going to talk about prevention of heat stroke. Here's the best example of irony I've ever heard. Gentleman is visiting his lady friend to end the relationship. She lives on a third floor apartment. He goes up to her apartment. And says, "I'm sorry, dear, it's not meant to be." And he leaves. Well, the lady is crestfallen. She did not want that to happen. And as she's deciding what to do next, the gentleman is walking down the sidewalk away from the building, having serious second thoughts about what he just did. About the time he changes his mind and heads back to the building in hopes of reconciliation, his now ex-girlfriend lands on top of him because she decided to jump from the window rather than go on without him, killing him, but leaving herself alive. Man, that's about a seven-layer irony cake right there. I was like, well, that's some impressive irony. Most people mean coincidence. How are you doing? How are you feeling? I mean, how? What are you doing to keep yourself in a good place? How are you doing it? You know, it's been a few months since our world changed so drastically yet again. I don't know. Life is rolling with the punches. And I don't know. I'm starting to not feel it as much as I am just realizing that other things are more important than whatever the world wants to shoot into my ears. I hope you found a comfortable routine in the time that this has all been going on. I hope you are doing it, and I hope you are doing well while you're doing it. And I hope you're doing it well. Now that we've established you're doing well, how are you holding up? Where's your endurance? Are you ready for what's next? Well, it'd be nice to know what was next, wouldn't it? These restaurants reopening and then closing again. It's like they're yo-yoing their futures. I saw a stat, there was a poll, it was something like 6 out of 10 people believe that the gym is not coming back. Go to the exercise place, that those are just going to go away. 6 out of 10 people believe that. That's lots of folks directly affected. And, you know, we're spending a lot of time in our houses, probably comforting ourselves however we can. Might not be the best thing in the world that gyms are going away. Best coping mechanism, I believe I've found, is accept what has to be and learn to live within that world. Don't try to force the boundaries to accommodate yourself right now. We have to become comfortable within boundaries set by other circumstances. And those of us who have the conqueror gene, those expansionists out there, it's a very counterintuitive thing. But strategically, it's the way to do it right now. You know, I mean, even if you're just a pure war machine, peace has its place, right? Still, even if your specialty is eradicating problems, that doesn't mean that every now and then the best play isn't to just lay low. And we're only falling behind if we aren't graceful with one another. If we're not gracious with one another, pardon me. We need to bestow all the grace we can because people need it. And if you haven't needed it yet, you just might. And you might be surprised from where. So let's just be the American football team. Let's just be all together when it comes to this. We'll pit ourselves against each other once it's safe to gather and watch again. I'll look forward to that. I always look forward to my time with you on weekend mornings, especially lately. God bless you, those of you who have reached out to me over the past couple of weeks. I'm doing well. I'm more aware of what's truly important than I have ever been in my life. Far and away. And a large surge of enlightenment has come about lately. And it's come about during a time of adversity. And although I have not enjoyed the adversity, I guess that's what makes it adversity, at least part of it, I am reassured with how I've reacted, and knowing I can turn to y'all a couple times a week to just be together. That's what this is. We're just together. Knowing I've got that coming, it's meant the world. I love you. Chris Farrell, 655.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.